Good morning to everybody.
各位早上。
A little over a month ago, we celebrated Chinese New Year.
在大概一个月之前，我们庆祝了农历新年。
And during that New Year's period, we gave each other these traditional greetings.
咁当我们在农历新年的时候，我们互相的祝贺。
We wish each other good health.
可能祝大家身体健康
prosperity
可能生意兴隆
and happiness
同埋祝大家有喜乐
but we don't know exactly what will happen in the future
但我哋系都唔知道我哋嘅未来会系点样
and God does not promise that each of us will have a wonderful year
神佢冇答应我哋每一个人今年都会有好好嘅一年。
In fact, sometimes the opposite may be true.
但有时可能相反嘅就应验咗。
Some of us will get sick this year.
可能我哋在座今年人会病。
Some of us may have financial issues.
可能我哋会有财政上面嘅问题。
Some of us may have family issues.
可能会有家庭上面嘅问题。
In fact, the Bible actually says that as Christians, we may even have more problems.
反而圣经里面讲到，我哋作为基督徒，我哋可能会遇到更加多嘅问题。
God also has a different calendar than we do.
神喺佢里边亦都有一个唔同嘅日历。
Now we have a calendar where, for instance, every 365 days, we cycle through a whole year.
我哋嘅日历系一年有365日。
I know that this year we had a very tough winter.
或者我哋今年有一个好寒冷嘅冬天。
But we know that eventually spring will come.
我哋知道春天总会嚟到。
Even though it snowed yesterday.
虽然昨天都仲有落雪。
But we know that because every year it just goes through the cycle of different seasons.
我哋知道每一年内都会经过四季嘅周期。
And so we see time as cyclical.
所以喺我哋嘅立场里边，时间系好似一个周期性嘅。
But God sees time as linear.
但神睇时间系一条直线一样。
That is, we are heading for a conclusion.
而系我哋系朝向紧一个总结。
We're heading for a goal.
我哋系向紧一个目标嘅行。
And so in the passage that was just read, Paul is trying to tell the young minister Timothy something about God's perspective.
咁喺头先我哋所读嘅经文，保罗就教导提摩太神嘅睇法系点样。
And so in chapter 3, verse 1, Paul wrote this.
所以喺第三章第一节，神咁样讲。
But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty.
佢话你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
And so it's saying that in the last days there will be times that will be very challenging.
所以讲到话末世嘅时候，有一段嘅时间会系一个好困难嘅时间。
Now you may wonder, well, when are those last days?
你可能会问末世嘅日子系几时啊？
And according to the Bible, it seems that the last days are talk about the time period between Christ's first coming and his second coming.
而根据圣经呢个末世嘅日子，就系讲话耶稣第一次嚟到，到佢耶稣再翻嚟中间呢一段时间。
So time is headed toward this goal where Christ will return.
所以我哋嘅时间系一路朝向住耶稣基督再翻嚟呢一个目标。
Now, when I was growing up, they were just beginning to send people into outer space.
当我成长的时候，我哋啱啱先至开始系将太空人升上去太空。
And it was a very big thing for the nation.
对于一个国家来讲，是一件很大的事。
All the TV channels would cover the rocket blasting off.
所有的电视广播都去报道这一件事。
And on the screen, they would always have a clock.
在个荧光幕上面永远都有一个钟。
And it was a clock that counted down to the time when the rocket was supposed to be lifting off.
这个钟呢就在那里倒数，倒数到这个火箭几时去发射上天这个时间。
And so you might say, God's clock is counting down.
你可以说神的时钟都一直在那里倒数。
It's counting down to the time when Christ will return.
向着耶稣基督再回来这个时间一直在那里倒数。
God doesn't tell us exactly when that time will be.
上帝冇话俾我哋听究竟呢一日系边一日。
But certainly we are 2,000 years closer to when Christ will return.
但系当然我哋今日已经系比之前系二千年，系比呢一日子已经近咗二千年。
So Paul writes to Timothy and wants him to understand certain things.
所以保罗写俾提摩太，想佢明白一啲嘅事。
First, he tells him some bad news.
佢首先讲一啲坏消息俾提摩太听。
But then he tells him some good news.
跟住又讲啲好消息俾佢听。
And then he gives some good advice about how to live.
跟住佢俾咗一啲好嘅忠告俾提摩太，知道佢应该点样去活。
Now the bad news is found in chapter 3, verses 1 through 9.
而坏消息就系喺提摩太后书三章一至九节里边睇到。
And again, he begins with this sentence in verse 1, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty.
而佢一开始就系话，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
Paul is saying to Timothy, don't miss this.
保罗同提摩太讲，你唔好忽略呢一件事。
I don't want you to be surprised.
我唔想你突然间觉得好惊奇呢件事嚟到。
You need to understand that there will come times of difficulty.
你要知道危险嘅日子、危难嘅日子将到。
And that word difficulty can be translated fierce or violent or dangerous.
这个危险，这个可以是解作为激烈、暴力或者一些可怕的时间。
Some people translate it as terrible times.
有些人说是一些很差的时间。
And so after this, Paul gives 19 characteristics of people during this last days.
咁喺第二節之後，保羅就講咗十九個喺末世之後嘅人嘅特徵。
Now again, this time period is between Christ's first coming and his second coming.
我哋讲过呢一段时间就喺耶稣第一次降临到耶稣再一次翻嚟中间呢一段时间。
It is the time that we are living in right now.
就系我哋而家活着嘅呢一段时间。
And there will be times of more intense difficulty.
而呢个困难系会越嚟越紧张，系越嚟越加强嘅。
And I believe if you read the newspapers and look at society, you see this is probably true of our time.
而当你睇报纸嘅时候，可能你都会同意我哋而家活喺呢一段时间系一段困难嘅时间。
Now again, we don't have time to look at all these characteristics.
我哋冇时间去睇呢十九个特征。
But let me just highlight particularly three of them.
等我去讲特别嘅三个。
It talks about people will become lovers of themselves.
呢度讲到啲人系会越嚟越净系爱自己。
It talks about people being lovers of money.
而啲人系会越嚟越爱金钱。
And then it talks about people being lovers of pleasure.
同埋越嚟越爱享乐。
Now it doesn't mean that it's wrong to love yourself.
我呢唔系讲到你唔应该爱自己。
We certainly need to take care of ourselves.
我哋当然要去照顾自己。
It doesn't mean that we shouldn't have any money.
唔系话到我哋应该冇钱。
It doesn't mean that we shouldn't have any pleasure.
亦都唔系话到我哋唔应该享受。
But these should not be the primary loves that we have in our lives.
但系呢三样嘢唔应该系我哋生命里边最主要最爱嘅嘢。
The Bible tells to us that we need to love God supremely.
圣经里面讲到我们要爱神。
This is the greatest commandment.
而是最大的诫命。
And then the second greatest commandment is we are to love our neighbors.
而第二个诫命就是我们要爱我们的邻舍。
And Christians are especially to love one another.
而作为基督徒，我们更加需要去彼此相爱。
Now after my sermon, we'll be highlighting the Stephen ministry.
今日讲到之后，我哋会讲到使提反事工。
And if you read these characteristics of the last days, you would say, boy, it's going to be very difficult to live through these times.
当你睇到头先嗰十九个特征嘅时候，你都可能会同意喺末世呢段日子，生活系好困难嘅事。
There will be hurting people who need help and encouragement.
而喺呢个世界里边，有啲受伤嘅人，佢哋系需要我哋嘅鼓励，同埋需要我哋嘅帮助。
But if people are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of possessions, who is going to help them?
但系如果每一个人都净系爱自己， 只是爱金钱和爱享乐，那有些什么人去帮这些在这个世界里面受困苦的人呢？
In verse 3 it mentions the first characteristic as being heartless.
而在第三节那里讲到是没有亲情。
It basically means that people don't care.
就是讲到每一个人都不关心其他的事。
But you notice on this banner, it says that we care, God cares.
而你见到喺《使提反事工》呢一个banner 里边，佢讲话我们关顾，神施医治。
And so, in the last days, it may be very difficult to find people who care.
所以可能喺末世呢段时间，我哋好难揾到一啲会愿意关心人嘅。
And I hope that within our church, we won't be like these people that the Bible talks about.
但希望喺我哋教会里边，我哋唔会系好似圣经讲到呢啲人呢十九种特征嘅人。
That we would be people who first love God and secondly love our neighbor.
我哋系首先爱神，跟住愿意爱我哋邻舍嘅人。
That we will have compassion upon those people who are hurting.
我哋对于喺身边受伤嘅人，我哋有个同情。
Now you may think that these characteristics talk about people who are atheists.
可能你讲到话啊，呢啲特征其实系形容一啲唔相信上帝、无神论者嘅人。
But if you look at verse 5, you recognize it actually talks about religious people.
但是你看第五节的时候，你看到其实它是讲到是有宗教信仰的。
They believe in God.
他们相信神。
They may worship God.
他们可能会敬拜神。
It says that these people have an outward appearance of godliness.
这里讲到说他们的外表敬虔。
But even though they are religious, there are people who are actually teaching false doctrine.
虽然他们是有宗教信仰，但是他们是教一些坏的福音。
In verse 6, it talks about that these teachers are very deceptive.
这里讲到在第六节那里讲到这些教师是欺骗人的。
Instead of helping people, they are deceiving people.
他们不是去帮人，他们是去骗人。
And Jesus talked about them in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15.
在马太福音第七章第十五节，耶稣都提到这些教师。
Jesus warned us that beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves.
在马太福音第七章第十五节，耶稣都跟我们说，他说你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的。
So these people appear to be sheep.
所以这些看上去好像是羊一样。
But inwardly they are like wolves.
但是在里面他们是跟狼没分别。
And so verse 5, Paul tells Timothy, avoid such people.
所以在第五节那里，保罗跟提摩太说，我们要去躲避这些人。
I was talking to a Chinese Christian woman just recently.
我近排同一个同一个基督徒倾偈。
She's actually more Cantonese speaking, but she knows enough English.
佢系讲广东话嘅，但系佢都可以讲少少英文。
Enough English to watch TV and to listen sometimes to TV preachers.
咁佢识英文，所以佢有时可以睇下电视，睇下电视里。里边嗰啲嘅电视嗰啲嘅牧师。
And so this TV minister, I asked her what was the name of that minister.
咁我问佢啊，嗰个牧师系叫咩名啊
？And when she mentioned the name, I said, oh, you know, I recognized it was a false teacher.
当佢话俾我听啊，佢睇电视呢一个牧师系叫咩名嘅时候，我就话啊，我知道佢一个假嘅教师。
I know that this false teacher sounds very good.
我知道呢一个牧师呢个假嘅教师，佢讲嘅嘢好似好好。
He even has a Bible.
佢有本圣经喺个讲台度。
And he talks a lot about God.
佢亦都讲好多关于神嘅嘢。
But he promises to people that, oh, if you send in your contributions, then God will bless you and you'll be rich.
但是他跟他的会众说，他说啊，最重要你奉献，当你奉献的时候呢，上帝呢就会去保守你，那你就会成为有富有的了。
And this preacher I know has very expensive house and car.
那我也都知道这个的假的教师，他自己揸好的漂亮的车，住好漂亮的屋。
And a lot of people are deceived by people like that.
有很多人就被这些的假的教师去欺骗了。
And so, these people can even look very spiritual.
所以这些人望下去可以是好像很敬虔咁样。
And so, in the last days, we are to avoid such people.
所以在末世在这段时间，我们是需要避开这些的。
So Paul paints a very negative picture.
所以保罗画了一幅很差的图画。
The last days will be very, very difficult.
在末世的日子是很困难。
But there is good news.
但是有好的消息。
This good news is found in chapter 4, verse 1.
在第四章第一节，这里有好的消息。
Paul says to Timothy, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom.
在第四章第一节，保罗这样说，他说，我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的耶稣基督面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你。
So in the last days, it will be very, very difficult.
所以在末世的日子是会很困难。
But the good news is that God ultimately is in control.
但是的好消息就是上帝是掌管一切的。
He is, will come and he will make things right.
而上帝耶稣会再回来，而他会将这些一切不好的东西拎开。
And so in chapter 4 verse 1, it talks about the fact that Christ will return someday.
在第四章第一节讲到耶稣基督将会回来。
And when he comes back, he will come back as a king.
当他再回来的时候，他会以君王的身份回来。
Yes, first time he came as a sacrifice.
当耶稣基督第一次来到这个世界的时候，他是以一个奉献品、牺牲品的身份来到。
But when he comes back the second time, he will come back as the sovereign Lord.
当主耶稣基督再回来的时候，他会是带着君王的身份回来。
It talks about the fact that he will judge the living and the dead.
他会来审判活人和死人。
So what God is doing is allowing sin to take its course during this last days.
所以当在末世的日子的时候，神允许这些罪一路的发生。
At this time, he is allowing for all these problems.
他允许这些问题继续去出现。
Even persecution of his of believers.
就算是他的信徒受到迫害，他都允许这些事发生。
But at some point, Christ will return.
但是主耶稣基督一定会回来。
And he will judge those sinful people.
他会去审判这些罪人。
Now, again, this is not what we like to hear.
这些不是我们想听到 的东西。
We wish that, yes, everything will just go right for us.
我们希望所有东西都会顺利在我们的生命里面。
We want to be so blessed that when we come to church, there will always be a parking spot right in front of the church for us.
我们很希望当我们回到教会的时候，外面永远 有车位给我们泊车。
But God doesn't work that way.
但上帝不会是这样工作。
He will allow us to have problems and things in our lives.
他会允许我们生命里面遇到困难。
Some of it is to help us to grow.
有时是为了帮助我们去成长。
But God has other purposes certainly in mind.
但上帝都有其他的目的在他的心里面。
And we see this in the life of Paul himself.
我们在保罗的生命里面见到。
Now we know that Paul was specially picked out by God.
我们知道保罗是上帝拣选的一个仆人。
He was picked out by God to be to write all the different letters in the New Testament.
他被保罗被上帝拣选去写新约里面很多的书信。
But yet in verse 10 it mentions that he was persecuted. Verse 11.
但在第十一节那里，你见到他都是受到苦难，受到逼迫。
He says in verse 11, My persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet from them all the Lord rescued me.
在第十一节，保罗这样说，他说，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，我所忍受是何等的逼迫， 但从这一切苦难中，主把我救出来了。
So if Paul is one of God's selected servants, should we expect anything different in our life?
如果保罗是神拣选的一个特别的仆人，都受这么多的苦难，那我们应该觉得我们有什么不同呢？或者我们是不是应该都是一样呢？
I'm sure many of you heard about the story about 21 Egyptian Christians that were beheaded recently.
我相信大家近排都听到有个新闻，就是有21个埃及的基督徒被斩头。
They were led to the seashore by these Islamic extremists.
他被这些伊斯兰的恐怖分子带到去海边。
And it was even recorded on a video.
亦都拍咗落嚟嗰个场面。
And these extremists not only killed them, but they took off their heads.
呢啲恐怖分子唔单止杀咗呢21个基督徒，佢亦都斩咗佢哋个头。
And so you may be asking yourself, where is God? Why doesn't God protect these Christians?
可能你会问，究竟上帝喺边度？点解上帝唔保守呢21个基督徒咧？
We should understand that this letter in which we're reading, 2 Timothy, was Paul's last letter.
我们都可能要知道提摩太后书这一封书信是保罗写最后的一封书信。
Sooner after this, Paul was martyred for his faith.
而写完这封书信没几耐，保罗也都因为他的信仰而殉道。
And tradition tells us that Paul was beheaded.
而我亦都有讲到保罗系被斩头。
And so again, we as Christians should not expect that everything will go right for us.
所以我哋作为基督徒，我哋都唔应该觉得对于我哋嚟讲，生活应该事事顺利。
In fact, in verse 12, it says, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted."
反而在第十二节亦都咁样讲，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受迫害。
Now when I read this, I said, I don't like this.
当我读到呢度嘅时候，我话我唔系太中意。
Now I know that many people cling to promises of God.
我知道好多人佢哋掌握住神嘅应许去过佢哋每一日。
They can bring us a lot of comfort.
俾我哋生活中有好多嘅安慰。
But this is one promise that is not very comforting.
但系呢一个嘅神喺呢度嘅所讲嘅，俾我哋冇乜安慰。
So how do we survive? How do we live as Christians in light of the last days?
咁我哋作为基督徒喺末世日子，我哋应该点样过活咧？
Should we just go to some mountain somewhere and hide out?
我哋应唔应该去到上咗个山度匿埋就算咧？
God doesn't leave us without any help or protection.
神会离开我哋，而唔俾我哋有保护或者有任何嘅帮助。
And so Paul points Timothy toward the Word of God.
所以保罗叫提摩太去认识神嘅话语。
And so we need to pay attention to God's guidebook.
所以我们要去对于圣经有一个熟悉。
And so I believe that Paul tells to us three things regarding God's guidebook for us.
保罗这里讲到上帝有三样东西的忠告俾我哋。
And so in chapter 3 verse 14 it says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed."
在第十四节佢嗰个讲话，但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里。
So he's pointing to Timothy, in the last days, you need to continue in God's word.
在这里保罗提醒提摩太，在末世的日子，我们要继续去读神的话语。
In verse 16, he tells Timothy that the word of God, the scriptures, are God breathed.
在第十六节那里，他讲到圣经是神所默示的。
That is, it has the authority of God's word.
是有神的大能，神的能力在里面。
And it's all we need to grow spiritually.
是帮助我们在属灵上面成长的。
In verse 16 it says, the second part, and it is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction and training in righteousness.
这里讲到圣经于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。
The Word of God tells us what is right.
神的话语告诉我们什么是对的。
It also tells us what is not right.
也都告诉我们什么是错。
And then it tells us how to get right.
也都告诉我们怎样可以行对的路。
And then it talks about how to stay right.
也都告诉我们怎样可以继续在真道上面行。
And in verse 17 it says that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
他讲到第十七节讲到话叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
God has equipped us with God's word.
神用神祂的话语去装备我们。
God has given to us all that we need.
祂已经给了我们所需要的。
And so, if we are to thrive in these last days, we need to continue in God's word.
如果我们要在末世的日子是行在真道上面，我们就要继续在神的话语里面扎根。
Now I know that for many people, they have been engaged in this reading, Bible reading program before Easter.
我们知道当中有很多人都用到我们受苦节这个灵修杂志去作为灵修的每日的灵修。
I hope that you will continue this after Easter.
我希望就算过了复活节之后，你都继续去做这件事。
Now you may say to yourself, well, you know, what difference does it make to read the Bible every day?
你可能会说，每日读圣经，咁有咩唔同呢？
You may think that it makes no difference in your life.
可能你会觉得，对于你生命都冇乜唔同。
But God can use it to strengthen you and guide you and help you.
但神可以用祂的话语去坚固你，去指引你。
A few years ago, my doctor had told me that I need to start taking baby aspirin.
几年之前，我医生同我讲，我每一日要食一粒低药份嘅阿司匹林。
And my doctor thought, you know, we want to avoid a heart attack, so you should begin to take this little aspirin every day.
咁我医生话，我唔想你有心脏病，所以你每一日都食一粒低药份嘅阿司匹林。
In the beginning, I was a little annoyed.
初初的时候，我觉得点解啊？
Because I said, well, I have to do this every day.
我话我每日都要食一粒药。
And it's so small.
同埋咁细粒药。
What difference is it going to make?
会有咩唔同啊？
And then a few months later, I was donating blood. Our church was involved in a program for donating blood.
咁我食咗呢粒药几个月之后，我就去捐血。
And I lay down on that like little couch there, and another person next to me was also lying down to donate his blood.
咁我就准备捐血啦。咁喺我坐咗喺张凳嗰度，咁喺我隔篱有张凳，亦都有另外一个人坐低咗准备捐血。
And he was a much younger man.
佢系一个比我年轻嘅。
And we both began donating blood at the same time.
咁我哋都喺同一个时间开始一齐捐血。
But I finish much faster.
但系我比佢更加早完成。
And I was thinking to myself, why is that?
咁我就问，我谂点解咧？
I was already done, and he was like only halfway.
我都差唔多捐完血啦，但系佢好似都未去到一半。
And I realized that this baby aspirin thinned my blood.
咁我就留意到，原来呢一个低药份嘅阿司匹林，佢令到我啲血稀一啲。
And this blood, my blood was just flowing out very fast.
咁我捐血嘅时候，啲血就流得好快啦。
And I realized, oh, maybe taking a little baby aspirin every day.Makes a difference.
咁我就终于明白啊，原来每一日食一粒低药份嘅阿司匹林真系会有一个唔同。
And I think you might say the word of God can be the same way.
咁亦都可以话读神嘅话语都系一样。
We spend half an hour of even 15 minutes every day reading God's word will make a difference.
我哋每一日用15至30分钟嘅时间去读神嘅话语，系会有一个唔同。
So don't stop at Easter. Continue in God's word.
所以唔好去到复活节之后就停咗每日灵修嘅习惯，我哋继续嘅去做咁样做。
But Paul says something else about the Word of God.
但保罗都讲到关于神嘅话语有另外一啲嘢。
Not only we continue in God's Word, we need to live out God's Word as well.
唔系就系讲到我哋要去学习神嘅话语，我哋都要活出神嘅话语。
See, many of us are very good students.
我哋好在座有好多人都一个好嘅学生。
That's why many of us do well in school.
所以可能我哋好多个人喺学校都成绩好好。
And so we can take reading the Bible in a very academic way.
所以我哋可以用一个好学术嘅态度去读圣经。
We can be just filled with a lot of knowledge of God's word.
我哋个头脑里边满有神嘅，满有好多关于上帝嘅知识。
But God didn't want us to be just filled with knowledge.
但系上帝唔想净系我哋头脑里边满有佢嘅话语。
He wants us.To live out God's word each and every day.
其实我哋喺每一日里边都活出神嘅话语。
And Paul gives Timothy two examples.
保罗俾咗提摩太两个嘅例子。
Again, looking back at chapter 3, verse 14.
亦都系喺第三章第十四节嗰度。
But it says, "As for you, continue what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it."
他讲到话，但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
Now, how did Timothy learn about God's word?
你可以谂啊，提摩太点样去学习到神嘅话语咧
？Well, in verse 15 it says, "How from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus."
咁喺第十五节嗰度就话。并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
So Timothy was actually exposed to God's word early in his childhood.
提摩太他年少的时候已经去学习到神的话语。
And if you were to read the entire letter that Paul wrote, if you look back in chapter 1, verse 5, you'll understand.
如果你读晒成个提摩太后书，你要睇翻第一章第五节，你就揾到个答案。
In chapter 1, verse 5 of this letter, Paul wrote, "I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well."
在提摩太后书第一章第五节保罗这样讲，他说，想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗尔和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
And so for Timothy, the people that introduced Timothy to God's word was his grandmother and his mother.
所以是将神的话语带到提摩太生命里面的，就是他的祖母和他的妈妈。
And they not only taught himGod's word, but they modeled it for him as well.
他们不单只教导神的话语，他们都以他们生活的榜样去活出来。
And so it shows to us the importance of living out God's word.
所以这里让我们看到，我们在我们生活里面活出神的话语是很重要的。
Because Paul makes it a point to say, talking about knowing from whom you learned it in the last part of verse 14.
所以，因为保罗在第十四节后面的，他说，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
He talks about the fact that he saw not only his mother and grandmother teaching him, but also living it out each and every day.
因为保罗看到提摩太的，看到不单止提摩太的妈妈和他的祖母，不单止去教提摩太关于神的话语，他们都用他们的行为去活出来。
Now there's a lot more I could say about this. Maybe we can save it for a Mother's Day sermon.
可能我仲有更加多嘅嘢可以喺呢一方面去分享，或者我哋留翻去到母亲节嘅讲道嗰度，我哋再去讲。
It also shows the importance of children's ministry.
亦都喺呢度亦都睇到我哋对于儿童事工系有一个好紧要。
That we can instill God's word into children at a very early age.
我哋要喺小朋友都喺年轻嘅时候就将神嘅话语介绍到俾佢哋认识。
Now, one of the things that I did with my children is that I had devotions with them. Either my wife and I had devotions with our children every day until my children went off to college.
我同我太太，当我啲小朋友年轻嘅时候，我哋每晚或者每一日都会同佢哋有灵修嘅时间，直至到佢哋离开屋企上到大学为止。
Now you may be thinking because I'm a preacher that I probably gave a sermon to them every night。
可能你会觉得因为我系牧师，所以我每晚都可能讲一篇讲道俾佢哋。
I tried to make it fun for them。
但系唔系我会令到系好有兴趣嘅，系好好开心嘅一句时间。
But maybe the most important thing is not so what I taught them, but how I live my life。
可能更加紧要嘅唔系净系话我教佢哋啲乜嘢，而系我点样去将神嘅话语喺我生命里边活出嚟。
See, my children just don't see me on Sunday on the pulpit。
我啲仔女唔系净系星期日先至喺教会里面见到我。
They see me every day, during the week。
佢每一日喺屋企都见到我。
And if I am not living according to what I preach, they will know it。
如果当我唔系我嘅生活唔系同我所信嘅系相称嘅时候，佢哋系会见到嘅。
And I'm not saying I'm perfect。
我唔系话我系完全。
But I tried as much as I could to live out God's word each and every day。
但系我我嘅能力喺每一日里边都将神嘅话语活出嚟。
And so I would say that's so very important。
所以我话其实咁样系好紧要嘅。
Because children hate people who are hypocrites。
因为小朋友佢哋唔中意一啲虚伪嘅人。
And so we need you to live out your daily lives before others。
所以我系需要我哋每一个都喺我哋嘅生活里边活出神嘅话语。
Now the second example that Paul gives to Timothy is himself。
保罗俾提摩太第二个嘅第二个嘅例子就系佢自己。
Verse 10 says, "You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim, my life, in my life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness."
喺第十节佢话，但你已经服从了我的教训、等恒、志向、信心。宽容、爱心、忍耐。
So Paul himself was a model to Timothy.
所以保罗佢自己都系提摩太嘅一个榜样。
He didn't just tell Timothy how to live his life; he modeled it for him.
佢唔系净系同提摩太话俾佢听佢要点样去过活，佢自己亦都身体力行嘅去做出嚟。
And not only was he a model during the good times.But also during the difficult and trying time.
保罗唔系净系喺佢生命好嘅时间去做一个好嘅榜样。当佢生命遇到困难嘅时候，佢都一样去继续做一个好嘅榜样。
He points that out in verse 11, my persecutions and sufferings.
喺第十一节佢都话到，以及我所遭遇的逼迫苦难。
The third thing that Paul tells us to do with God's word is to proclaim the word.
而第三样嘢，保罗教导我哋去做嘅就系我哋都要宣告神嘅话。
We need to continue in the word.
我哋要喺神嘅话语里边扎根。
We need to hold on to God's word.
我哋要去紧握神嘅话语。
We need to live it out.
我哋要活出神嘅话语。
We need to model it for others.
我哋要做一个榜样。
But it says here that we need to proclaim the word as well.
但系呢度讲到我哋都要向世界宣告神嘅话语。
We find this in verse 2 of chapter 4.
我哋喺第四章第二节里边揾到。
Says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with great, complete patience and teaching.
佢讲到话，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐、各样的教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。
Now, the verb, the command in verse 2, sometimes people read it as being preaching from the pulpit.
在这里可能有些人会觉得是讲在讲台上面要去传道。
But it actually means to proclaim out loud.
但其实这个意思是我们要很大声地向世界宣告。
But so it's talking not only about preaching from the pulpit, but in your conversations each and every day with people.
所以唔係講到話就係星期日喺講台上面我哋去講神嘅道，亦都喺日常生活裏面我哋都要去同人分享神嘅道。
You proclaim God's word when you are in the car with family members.
當我哋可能同我哋屋企人喺架車嘅時候，我哋都會同佢講神嘅話語。
You proclaim God's word when you're conversing with coworkers.
可能同我哋嘅同事去傾偈嘅時候，我哋都有機會嘅去講神嘅話語。
you proclaim God's word when you talk to your neighbors?
我同我鄰居傾偈嘅時候，我哋都去同佢講神嘅話語。
And the emphasis here particularly is on the verbal proclamation of the word.
呢度佢嘅着重點就係我哋用我哋嘅話語去宣告。
Now there has been an expression among Christians that goes like this.
喺我哋基督徒裏邊，有一句嘅説話咁樣講。
It says, "Preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words."
呢度講到話，我哋無論喺任何時候都要去宣告神，都要去分享福音。當特別有需要嘅時候，我哋就用我哋嘅話語去做。
And the idea is that many Christians maybe talk about the gospel, but they don't live it out in their daily life.
呢一句説話嘅背後意思，可能話有多基督徒佢哋成日都去講福音，但係佢哋喺生命裏邊冇去做出嚟。
And we need both.
但我哋兩樣都需要。
We need to live it out in our daily lives, as I've already shared.
正如頭先我哋所講，我哋要喺我哋日常嘅生活裏邊去活出福音。
But we also need to proclaim God's word out loud as well.
但我哋都要大聲嘅去宣告神嘅話。
People need to know that they have a problem, they have sin in their lives.
我哋身邊未認識上帝嘅人，佢哋需要知道佢哋生命裏邊有罪。
They need to know that Christ loves them and paid the penalty for their sin.
佢哋都要知道耶穌愛佢哋，亦都為佢哋喺十字架，為佢哋嘅罪喺十字架釘死。
They need to believe in this good news.
佢哋需要去信呢一個嘅好消息。
And particularly as we approach Easter time,
但是當我哋進入到復活節呢個時候
，that we need to share the verbal gospel.
我哋要用我哋嘅口去將呢個福音傳講開。
Yes, we need to live our lives in a way that attracts people to Christ.
當然，我哋嘅生命，我哋要活出我哋嘅生命，係去吸引人去認識耶穌嘅。
But we also need boldness to proclaim God's word as well.
但我哋都要大膽嘅。用我哋嘅口去宣告神嘅话。
In verse 3, it talks about the fact that there will be times when people will not want to hear what we have to say.
喺第三次基督讲到，会嚟到一个时间，啲人系厌烦，唔想听我哋讲。
But Paul tells Timothy, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season.
但系呢度，保罗提到提摩太，无论得时不得时，我哋都要准备嘅去传道。
And so we need to continue to proclaim God's word.
所以我哋要继续嘅去宣告神嘅话语。
We certainly don't want to offend anybody.
我哋当然唔想去冒犯身边嘅人。
And so that's why it says that we need to do it with a lot of patience.
所以讲到我哋要有耐性嘅去宣告神嘅话语。
But we shouldn't shy away from God's word either.
但我哋都唔应该系怕丑唔去讲神嘅话。
Just read in the newspaper how a certain Presbyterian denomination is now supporting gay marriage.
我近排喺報紙睇到有一啲嘅長老會嘅教會，佢哋而家去支持同性戀婚姻。
And if we ask them, they would say, "Oh yes, of course we believe in the Bible."
當我哋問佢嘅時候，佢當然會話我哋係篤信聖經。
But they would say, "Well, we need to interpret these passages a little differently."
但係佢話我哋要去用另一個角度去了解去翻譯呢啲嘅聖經。
And some of these rules are outdated.
有一啲嘅規矩已經係過時啦。
They don't apply to us anymore.
佢哋對於現今嘅社會係唔適合嘅。
And so they would claim that God would allow it.
所以佢哋會話上帝會允許同性戀婚姻。
But in verse 2, second part, it says, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience in teaching.
在第二節的後半部，他說，並用百般的忍耐，各樣的教訓，責備人，警戒人，勸勉人。
And so we as Christians should love those people who are struggling with their gay tendencies.
我作為基督徒，我哋一樣要繼續去愛呢一啲同性戀傾向嘅人。
But we don't accept them exactly to allow them to continue to live in that kind of lifestyle.
但我哋唔可以接受佢哋去繼續活喺呢個同性戀嘅生活嘅模式裏邊。
And just as if someone in our church was committing adultery, then we obviously will want to warn them and tell them to turn from that sin.
正如如果我哋教会里边啊，有人有婚外情嘅时候，我哋都要去警告佢，警告呢一个人，去叫佢哋叫佢翻转头。
And so the word of God is something that we need to proclaim.
所以我哋系要去宣告神嘅话语。
And so this passage tells us that there are going to be difficult days ahead.
所以今日呢段经文讲到，将来嘅日子将会系困难。
It's going to be very challenging to live according to God's word.
如果我哋要根据神嘅话语去过活嘅时候，系会有挑战喺里边。
But the good news is God ultimately is in control.
但系好消息就系、是。上帝仍然是掌管这个世界的。
And we need to utilize what God has given to us, the Word of God.
我们要去运用神的话语。
We need to continue in it.
继续学习神的话语。
We need to live it out in our daily lives.
在我们的生活里面活出来。
We need to proclaim it as well.
而我们都要宣告神的话语。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Father, we soberly listen and read these words that are found in your scriptures.
天父，我哋好专心嘅去读呢一啲呢个经文。
We recognize that will be difficult days ahead.
我哋知道未来嘅日子将会有困难。
That there will be potentially times of persecution.
我哋知道可能我哋未来会受到逼迫。
That it will be times be difficult to continue in your word.
会与我们继续去学习你的话语，可能会有困难。
Father, help us to follow the words that were written by Paul.
求你教导我们去跟随保罗的教导。
That we continue in your word.
我们在你的话语继续扎根。
That we live it out each day.
我们在我们的日常生活里面每天活出来。
We proclaim it.
而我们都开口的去宣告你的话语。
Help us not to turn away from your word.
帮助我们不要离开你的话语。
Help us to recognize it is, has the authority of your word.
帮助我们去承认你的话语是有权威。
Help us to recognize that it contains the words of eternal life.
帮助我们去肯定你的话语是有永恒的价值在里面。
And so help us, Lord, to utilize your word and proclaim it to a lost and dying world.
所以帮助我们，给能力我们去用你的话语向这个世界未认识你的人去宣告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.